Good morning. Today our confession of sin will be from 1 Samuel chapter 8. I will read verses 1 through 9. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. Here in modern America, in the modern American church, most of us, I hope, have little desire for a king. But we are given the opportunity to select leaders at all levels of government on a regular basis. The temptation Israel faced in this time is common today. Most candidates are portrayed as a type of savior. While we may enjoy pointing that out about the other party, we are guilty too. Even a God-fearing, well-qualified man becomes an idol if we view him incorrectly. We do have a responsibility to extend the kingdom of God over all spheres, government, family, and church. But if in doing so, we set up even a righteous man as a type of savior, we have rebelled against the kingdom we are trying to build. Sins, both personal and national, are overcome by Christ alone. Sickness and poverty, hatred, violence, and all other forms of evil have one and only one answer, Christ, and Christ alone. If Christ is not your Lord over all, King over all, Savior in all times, ways, and places, examine your heart. Our God is an all-consuming fire, and he will not share his glory with another. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you and ask that you would convict us of our sins and grant us faith to repent. I pray that it could never be said of any of us that we sought to raise another king in your place. Fix our eyes on Christ alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.